Okay, so you really dug deep for this one, huh? Mein Kampf excerpts alongside the Heritage Foundation's mandate for leadership. Talk about a study in contrasts.
Yeah, it's definitely a juxtaposition.
To be crystal clear right off the bat, though, we're not endorsing Nazi ideology by diving into Mein Kampf. It's more like, understanding how this hateful stuff works is crucial to fighting against it.
Right, you can't dismantle something you don't understand. Think of it like, I don't know, studying a virus. You got to analyze it to make a vaccine, right?
Exactly. So we're going to put these two worldviews side by side. On the one hand, you've got Hitler's twisted ideology rooted in hate, and then you've got this more traditional conservative approach advocating for things like individual liberty and limited government. Should be interesting to see where they overlap, if at all.
Oh, I think diverge is more likely the word we're looking for. And a good place to start with that is how each of these documents views the very core of a nation, its identity.
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting really fast. Because Hitler, in Mein Kampf, he's completely fixated on this idea of racial purity. He even twists Darwin's theory of evolution to fit his own hateful narrative.
He takes this idea of natural selection and just completely warps it. He argues that certain races, specifically what he called the Aryan race, are naturally superior and destined to dominate others. It's this very dangerous and disturbing distortion of science to justify his own prejudices.
And the way he talks about it, too, like the whole purifying the Aryan lineage thing, it just sends chills down your spine.
Oh, absolutely. It's important to remember that this wasn't just some abstract theory for Hitler. He truly believed this stuff, and he used it to justify some of the most horrific crimes in human history.
And that's what's so terrifying about Mein Kampf. It's not just the ravings of a madman, though it certainly sounds like it at times. He was very calculated in how he tapped into people's fears and anxieties, especially in post-World War I Germany.
He understood that people were hurting, they were looking for someone to blame, someone to offer them a way out, and he exploited that brilliantly, tragically.
Which is why I think the contrast with the Heritage Foundation's mandate for leadership is so striking. Because in that document, you won't find any talk of racial purity or superiority. It's much more focused on, classic conservative principles, individual liberty, limited government, a strong national defense. It's all about empowering individuals, not elevating one group above another based on some twisted idea of biology.
And that fundamental difference in philosophy really shapes their views on the role of the state, where Mein Kampf is calling for a totalitarian state, where individuals are completely subservient to, in Hitler's words, the national will.
Right, like the individual is meaningless except as like a tiny part of this big, scary national will.
Exactly. But the Heritage Foundation, they advocate for the complete opposite. They're all about individual rights. They want a government that largely keeps its hands off the economy and focuses on empowering individuals and families. Two very different visions for what the role of government should be.
It's wild, right? It's like
Yeah.
these two documents are coming from completely different universes when it comes to something as fundamental as the role of government.
Absolutely. And that contrast becomes even more apparent when you look at their economic visions, which, we can dive into next.
It's kind of like we're dealing with two totally different species of political thought, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like one thrives in like darkness and control, while the other needs the sunlight of, transparency and freedom to actually grow. And you can really see that play out in how they view a nation's identity. Like, remember how fixated Hitler was on the idea of this superior Aryan race in Mein Kampf? It wasn't just about like some abstract sense of national pride for him.
No, definitely not. He took it way further than that.
He did. He tied it directly to this whole twisted concept of social Darwinism.
Okay, so for those of us who slept through high school biology, can you break down this whole social Darwinism thing? I mean, we all know Darwin's survival of the fittest, but how'd Hitler twist that into, something so sinister?
Well, so back in the late 19th, early 20th century, some thinkers started trying to apply Darwin's ideas about evolution to human societies, which, spoiler alert, is a really bad idea.
Yeah, I could see how that could go sideways fast.
And it did. It led to this idea of social Darwinism, which basically says that just like in nature, certain groups of people are just inherently superior and therefore justified in, dominating others.
So Hitler basically took this already messed up idea and weaponized it, used it to justify his own racism and prejudice. Yeah,
he took the, let's call it the science of his day, and molded it to fit his own preconceived notions. And that's how he justified his idea that the Aryan race was locked in this, like, life or death struggle for dominance.
And that any means were justified to ensure their survival, even if it meant violence and genocide.
Right.
It's scary how he could take these scientific concepts and twist them to make his hateful ideology seem even somewhat legitimate. Makes you wonder, like, what would he do with today's technology, the internet, social media? It's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought. And it's why I think what the Heritage Foundation talks about in the mandate for leadership is so important. You know, their whole push for a strong, truthful information strategy, especially in the international arena.
Right. Their recommendations for, like, overhauling the U.S. Agency for Global Media to, like, actually counter all the misinformation and propaganda that's floating around out there.
Exactly. They basically argue that in our modern hyper-connected world, information itself has become a battleground.
Oh, for sure. And to win that battle, to combat all the propaganda and lies, you need to be proactive. You need a strategy.
They actually call for a campaign of truth. They want to use every tool at our disposal to reach people around the world with accurate information.
Which is pretty much the opposite of what Hitler was advocating for in Mein Kampf. I mean, he wanted total control over the narrative. Anyone who disagreed with him was silenced, usually permanently. He wanted to be the sole source of truth in his society.
It's all about control, right? And that's a key difference here, because the Heritage Foundation is actually advocating for a more open approach, a more transparent one.
Yeah, it's like they're coming at it from a completely different angle, because their whole view on the role of government is fundamentally different. I mean, we talked about this earlier, but it's worth repeating. Mein Kampf promotes this totalitarian state, this all-powerful entity where individual rights don't even factor into the equation.
Right. The needs of the state, as defined by the dictator, of course, always come first. But the Heritage Foundation, they're advocating for limited government. They want a government that protects individual liberties, not one that dictates every aspect of people's lives.
So we've got Hitler pushing for control and manipulation through propaganda.
Yeah.
And the Heritage Foundation pushing for truth and transparency
Yeah.
as, like, the pillars of a strong, free society. It's a very stark contrast.
It really is. And it underscores a fundamental difference in their worldviews.
And their views on, like, the individual versus the collective, which I think is worth digging into, right?
Yeah.
Because in Mein Kampf, it's almost like Hitler wants to erase the individual completely. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's just absorbed into this big scary blob he calls the Volk, right?
It's true. Individual identity, individual aspirations, those are completely irrelevant in Hitler's world. There's just the nation, or I guess more accurately, the dictator who claims to embody the nation.
Right. Like, the individual is nothing but a means to an end, or a tool to be used and then discarded.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes back to his, let's call it, creative interpretation of Darwinism.
Oh, absolutely. His whole thing was that the Aryan race, quote unquote, could only achieve true greatness if individuals were completely subservient to the state. You know, if they were willing to sacrifice everything, their freedom, their conscience, even their very lives, for the supposed good of the collective.
Which is so messed up when you think about it, right? Because a healthy society, a truly successful one, it doesn't thrive by crushing people into some kind of, like, ideological cookie cutter mold.
Not at all. It's the opposite. It's about fostering individual creativity and encouraging people to pursue their own goals and dreams.
Right. Like, that's where true progress comes from, not from some top-down authoritarian system that dictates every aspect of people's lives. And that seems to be a major point in the Heritage Foundation's mandate for leadership, right?
Absolutely. They argue that individual liberty is not just some, you know, fluffy ideal. They see it as the very foundation of a thriving society.
It's the engine that drives innovation, fuels economic growth, and ultimately leads to a more just and prosperous world for everyone.
Exactly. And I think that contrast really gets to the heart of these two very different worldviews that we've been exploring today.
Yeah, because Mein Kampf is coming from a place of fear and resentment,
right?
Like, it's all about dividing people, pitting them against each other, and ultimately controlling them through fear. But the Heritage Foundation, I mean, they're not perfect, but they at least seem to be starting from a place of, you know, believing in human potential.
And that's an important distinction, because it speaks to a fundamentally different approach to governing, to building a society.
So even when we're talking about something as dark and disturbing as Mein Kampf, it's important to remember that there are always alternative paths.
Always. And more than that, we have a responsibility to actively choose those paths, to fight for those values, and to resist any attempts to chip away at individual liberty and human dignity. Because the battle between these two very different ways of seeing the world, it didn't end with World War II. It's still going on today, even if the front lines have shifted a bit.
Absolutely. And that's what I hope people take away from this deep dive. Because it's not just about understanding history. It's about using that understanding to navigate the world around us, to make better choices, to be more informed citizens.
Couldn't agree more.
So with that, I think we're going to wrap things up. Big thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive into two very different visions for humanity. It was a journey, but hopefully a thought-provoking one. And until next time, keep asking those tough questions and keep searching for the truth.